KSA to target broader illegal gambling ecosystem in 2026 agenda.
KSA plans to disrupt entire illegal gambling infrastructure. The Netherlands gambling regulator has said it will widen its enforcement focus in 2026, moving beyond patronizing illegal operators to disrupt the broader networks that make offshore gambling possible. In a strategic agenda released for the coming year, the Kansspel Autoriteit KSA set out priorities that include intensified action against illegal gambling, stronger protections for vulnerable players, stricter oversight of licensed operators' social responsibility duties, tighter controls on advertising, and enhanced enforcement of anti-money laundering rules under the Act for the Prevention of Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing, WWFT. Rather than targeting only unlicensed betting sites, the KSA says it will pursue the supporting infrastructure, payment service providers that process transactions for offshore operators, hosting companies that keep sites online, and social media platforms that amplify illegal offers. The regulator described this approach as an effort to frustrate and disrupt the ecosystem permitting the existence of illegal gambling, signaling a shift to multi-party enforcement tactics. The move follows growing international criticism of firms that facilitate access to unlicensed gambling products. Regulators elsewhere have increasingly scrutinized technology and payments providers for their role in enabling offshore operators to reach domestic customers. The KSA's agenda aligns with Dutch government objectives to elevate player protection and ensure responsible conduct across the licensed market. The regulator will also intensify supervision of the Netherlands' duty of care obligations for licensees. That includes closer monitoring of how licensed operators identify and intervene when players display signs of harm, and ensuring advertising practices do not undermine public safety goals. The agenda comes amid recent enforcement activity. The KSA fined Talipa Ent Limited, the parent company of the licensed operator ComeOn, €750,000 after an investigation into 10 accounts that lost substantial sums between December 2023 and September 2024. The regulator said the accounts belonged to young adults, a demographic it regards as particularly vulnerable, and that losses occurred rapidly over a short period. Industry reaction and practical challenges. Industry observers say the KSA's ecosystem approach is pragmatic, but will be hard to execute. Pursuing the payment rails, hosting services, and promotional channels recognizes that illegal gambling is sustained by a chain of commercial actors, not just a collection of rogue websites, said a senior regulatory analyst. Moving from intent to enforceable action requires legal pathways for cooperation, rapid information sharing, and resources to undertake complex cross-border investigations. Compliance consultants warn of technical and jurisdictional hurdles. Payment processors and hosting firms often operate across multiple legal regimes, which complicates takedown and sanction measures, noted a senior compliance consultant. Regulators will need to forge partnerships with private sector players and foreign authorities to be effective. For licensed operators, the KSA's renewed emphasis on social responsibility means more rigorous documentation and responsiveness to customer protection indicators. Operators should expect closer scrutiny of their anti-money laundering controls, self-exclusion processes, and marketing practices as the regulator seeks to demonstrate tangible outcomes from its supervisory work. The KSA's agenda sets a more expansive enforcement blueprint for 2026, signaling that Dutch regulators are prepared to challenge the supporting architecture of illegal gambling, in addition to the operators themselves. Regulatory data and enforcement signals. Regulators and industry participants will watch enforcement statistics and subsequent actions closely to assess the plan's impact. Key metrics to monitor will include the number of enforcement orders against third-party facilitators, fines issued to licensed firms for social responsibility breaches, and any formal cooperation agreements between the KSA and international regulators or technology firms. These indicators will determine whether the new approach reduces the availability of illegal gambling to Dutch consumers or simply shifts illicit activity to new channels.